Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other change makers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Meow Podcast.
Hey, CATS, it's Kristen, and I'm here today with Joy Smarter. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Kristen. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled that you are here. And, you know, I love your message around the financial mindset fix. I mean, we all need a mindset fix, but I think a lot of us need a fix around our money. Where do we start?
Well, I've been a therapist for 25 years, and I agree. I believe we all have mental health and financial health, and my goal is to really remove the shame and stigma from both and help people understand how they're interrelated. When we're stressed out about money, it impacts our mental health, and our mental health can impair our financial health. And so I love providing practical tools and exercises to help people promote both. And I'm a speaker and an author, as you mentioned, and just really passionate about this work.
So Joyce, how can we not worry about money? I mean, I think that like that's that thing because it's interesting because sometimes no matter how much you have, some of us will still worry about it. So how do we move from worry to what?
That's a great question. And you're exactly right. Even people sometimes who are very wealthy have tremendous money anxiety. And a lot of that comes from our parents and even our grandparents. If they or we ourselves have gone through a financial trauma, like a business loss or a bankruptcy or poverty or a divorce or a health issue that impacted our financial health, we can have a lot of scarcity mindset. You know, that idea that the money is going to run out, that there won't be enough, and it can create money anxiety, which I certainly went through as an entrepreneur. I made 1,000 mistakes and ended up in cash flow hell and had insomnia and panic attacks. And we therapists specialize in our own issues. So I figured out how to apply the tools that I learned in my clinical training to really change my money mindset. And with the help of a lot of other people, turned the ship around and have more financial abundance today than I would have ever imagined. And I want the same for everyone else. I want to share these tips because money anxiety is horribly crippling.
And, you know, I mean, I think let's be real about it now too. You know, we're coming off of the pandemic. Okay. So a lot of especially entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs, because that's what this show is about. You know, we're kind of having to either reboot, refresh, reinvent. There's a lot of re's, and I was starting over again. And, you know, maybe our money story or what worked in the past isn't working. You know, there's a lot of readjusting and tweaking. I mean, I'm seeing it in my own business. I'm seeing it in my clients' business. I'm seeing it in my friends' businesses. And, you know, how do you kind of get your mindset? You know, I'm a big believer, like we got to get to that point. We have that set point and then we move towards it. Like what is your thought around that?
Well, really my book is a step-by-step program. So it's about honoring, like you said, your money story and honoring whatever experiences you've had during the pandemic. And yes, it's a time of extreme economic uncertainty, which caused a lot of anxiety for most of us. Mm-hmm. I'm also a female entrepreneur. I founded, built, and sold a national mental health company. And so I understand those challenges as a female entrepreneur. And so I think what we need to do is we need to look at our money story. We need to practice self-compassion. We need to aim high. My favorite thing as a therapist is to mirror back to my clients all that is beautiful and unique and amazing about them and empowering them to believe in themselves and align their gifts with a need in the world to the greatest extent possible. And I believe our financial life really is a direct reflection of our self-esteem and our relationship with ourselves. So when we feel better, we do that inner work, we put ourselves out with more confidence, assertiveness, we're willing to expand our comfort zones and negotiate, which unfortunately as women, we don't often learn and we don't often receive mentoring in that area.
You are listening to the Big Meow Podcast, empowering women entrepreneurs to share their voices, make an impact, and transform the world in a positive way. Sponsored by Orange Cat Content Marketing Agency.
I would agree with almost everything that you just said. I do think that a lot of us women, we don't have mentors, right? I mean, I know I've been an entrepreneur my whole life and fairly significantly successful entrepreneur, but I didn't have a lot of money mentors. You know, I didn't have someone that was like, oh yeah, this is how you do it, or this is how you grow it, or this is how you manage it or invest it, you know? And I think that finding mentors and finding people to kind of show you a path, especially for women, there's a space there.
Definitely. And I think we all need a financial board of advisors, whether that's an accountability partner, your financial planner or accountant, or maybe you attend 12-step programs in the areas of Debtors Anonymous or Spenders Anonymous or something like that. But we need support. And we also need to have that high vision for ourselves, to know that we're capable of more and really lean into that. So I love the empowering work that you're doing, and we want to lift each other up as women.
I believe that so much. I do feel like, you know, sometimes society has taught us that women should be competitive with other women, but I actually feel like we all have so much to offer each other. The producer and I were just talking about, you know, how amazing, you know, just I'm doing a group of interviews today and people are similar, you know, and this is part of why I decided to do Cats is I was like, gosh, you know, Joyce needs to meet, you know, Kaya, and everybody needs to connect. And I was like, I don't even have the capacity to make all these introductions of just how many spectacular women are out there. And I think that, you know, the more we see work like yours, we can kind of just get it together a little bit better. And it's not that we don't want to get it together, but sometimes we just need, like you said, accountability, guides, support, you know, a pathway to do that. So what's a challenge that you've had recently and how did you overcome it?
Oh my gosh. Let's see.
Which one, right?
No, oh, right. Exactly. Well, I agree with you about having a community of women. And so recently I became an empty nester, which is
Me too.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And also and hugs, you know, it's a huge accomplishment and a big life transition. So I think just being vulnerable and being honest and sharing, that's something I learned in my money story when I was in cash flow hell. I learned that I needed to be vulnerable and share what I was going through, and help came out of the woodwork. You know, I think sometimes we compare ourselves to other people's outsides and we feel inadequate, but we're all human and we are all struggling. We all need support in different ways at different points in our lives. So I love that you encourage that community of women. I'm sorry, I'm in Florida and the sun has just come out. So
I know it's like you're in the ray of light.
Okay. That's a better spin on it. But
you know, it's so funny, Joyce. Like, so I have 4 children. My oldest daughter just got married last week. So we just went to the big wedding. And then my daughter underneath her just graduated from law school. So she's going to find out in a couple days if she passed the bar exam. We're kind of holding our breath on that.
Of course.
My son underneath, I have 4 children. He just graduated undergrad and he's going into a graduate program. And then my last one is 2 years in college, you know, and I think he's in performing arts. He does musical theater. And so we're kind of like, I hope you can make it in performing arts. He's pretty good, but you know, there is that, I mean, it's a long shot, but you do have to pursue your dream. But one of the things that I've noticed, and I want to bring this up, is that now that everybody has launched, you know, it's like I'm circling back to myself and I kind of realize like, you know, I put energy into raising these four humans. I put a lot of money and resources into raising these four humans, time, all these things. And it's like, wow, this time is now available to me.
Isn't that amazing? You know,
what do I want to do with it? Right. I mean, it's like, there's this, and it's not instantly clear. It's kind of out there in the nebulous. It's like, I don't know what I want to do. You know, I know it'll be successful, but it's this kind of rebalancing, reinvention, pulling in what you've done, but also building, and you've got more capacity, I guess. So what would you say around, you know, I think there's a lot of women that were in that space.
Yes.
And, you know, just setting ourselves up for, you know, that next chapter. I'm not ready to retire or anything close like that,
me either.
But I'm kind of thinking like, you know, what's next? And well, I've got all this extra capacity.
That's amazing. And, you know, as women, we have different phases of our development and of our life. And, you know, for listeners who might be new moms, or, you know, maybe they're really in the throes of building their business and they don't have a lot of time for themselves, or like you and I with empty nest, I think what I am hearing from so many women is that the first year is really a time of adjustment. And I'm noticing I'm appreciating time for stillness and some more energy to devote to myself and resuming hobbies that I lost in my 30s because I was an entrepreneur and a mom. And
hobbies? What do you mean hobbies?
Right. So I'm reading for pleasure. And
yeah,
same thing, like looking at, I always like to ask my clients too, if you had a magic wand, what would you like your life to look like? Mm-hmm. And sometimes our work-life balance looks different when we're in our 50s and beyond. And so we want to maybe shift it a little bit where the work is really meaningful and passionate, but we're not grinding in the way that we did in our 30s and 40s.
I know. I think back when the kids were little and like, you don't have time. I remember one of my clients and friends is this like amazing artist. And I was like, oh, I want to be an artist. So like I set up this whole art studio in the house. And I think I went in there like one time, just because it took so much time to set it all up, to then clean it all up. I was like, okay, I don't have time, but it's interesting because I have the time now, you know? So it's, I do feel like we go through different stages and phases where, you know, our space that's available to us, it shifts, right? So that we're able to bring things in. And I think that that is about, you know, it's about the abundance in your life. It's not just the money. It's being able to do things you love, and through doing things you love, finding, you know, meaningful flow of energy, whether that's money or joy or whatever.
I love that. And I couldn't agree more. And so it's a time for recreation, for metamorphosis. And there's so much opportunity in that. And you mentioned mentors earlier. And I think whether it's money mentors or phase of life mentors, I think having heroes and people that we look up to who've been through it, who can guide us. I know with circling back to the money piece, when I was fee setting as a public speaker, I asked people who were way ahead of me, you know, how to do that. And I once asked my colleague Ross what to charge for an out-of-state keynote. And he gave me his rate. It was really high. I was uncomfortable saying it, but I borrowed his self-esteem and stated it. And the client company said, great, no problem. Where do we send the money? And I called Ross and was like, oh my gosh, thank you for being my mentor. I can't believe I'm making that much for a 45-minute keynote. And he said, a 45-minute keynote? I gave you my day rate.
I love it. Oh my God, that's so awesome. And I do love that because I do think that it's amazing. One of my mentors a long time ago told me that whenever you're working with people, you know, you need to be ready to make another offer. And I was like, and it should be double, at least double what it was before. And I remember thinking, gosh, we're doing this like $10,000 program. Like, how am I going to do double or even triple of this? You know, there's only eight people in the room and I'm like, okay, you know, she told me to do it. I'm just going to do it. And lo and behold, two of those 10 people took me up on my offer, which was $36,000. I'm like, well, I'm just going to practice.
Whoa, I have chills.
And, you know, and I just learned that along the way. And, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing now for about 20 years. And I'm like, well, you know, have to really ask and not be afraid to make that ask, because what you perceive as high for you is like, can be really low for someone else.
This is true.
And so it does, it takes that little bit of courage and mindset to make the ask. But I will say, those do make better clients. They are better clients.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Well, you have a lot of experience and you're confident in the value that you provide. And it does take self-esteem and courage to ask for what we need and deserve and to hold that line. It takes some practice. So role playing with a mentor or a therapist.
Having a little script, you know, a little script is like invaluable.
Absolutely. And good for you. That is super impressive. I have chills that you raised your rates in that way. It's very inspiring. You know, I think as therapists, we specialize in our own issues. So I still struggle sometimes with fee setting and sometimes find myself slipping down. And so it's good to have conversations like this.
Don't be afraid to ask. It's amazing how much people are asking and what some of their fees are out there. So I do think, you know your worth or test it and put it out there. It's worth the try. You'll be amazed. You know,
we set our own ceilings with self-limiting beliefs.
Right.
I realized years ago that I always made the amount of money that I hoped to make each year, but I didn't make any more than that. And then I was like, oh my gosh, am I setting my own ceilings? So I started to really expand what was available to me. And, you know, obviously a lot of hard work went into it as well and taking responsibility, but my whole financial life began to transform.
No, I love that. So what's next for you?
I hope to write a book about couples and money because, you know, it's such a hot issue in relationships. Oh, yeah. And I think people need more support about how to handle some of those common challenges. And actually, there's a lot with women making more money than men these days if they have a male partner and what dynamics that creates. And so I look forward to that.
Isn't that amazing? That is so true. You know, that's happening in my house and a lot of the clients that I work with, the woman makes more money. And I mean, we get along great. We've been together 15 years, you know, it's just the way it is, but it's so funny. It is a relatively new thing. Yes.
Same in my household and some of my close girlfriends as well. And it's times are changing and the gender roles are less traditional. And that gives us all more choices and opportunities. But we love as women that. Have to be careful that we're not trying to do everything and burning ourselves out.
I think that's the biggest part, you know, is the burnout. Absolutely. So where can we find you, Joyce?
My website is joycemarter.com and my last name is spelled M-A-R-T-E-R and I'm on all social media. So I'd love to see people there.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being a guest on the Big Meow. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I did too. Thanks, Kristen.
Are you looking for authentic connections, business mentorship, and a supportive community? Join Cats Network. Thank you for listening to the Big Meow podcast. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your community.